The new law fines people $50 to $500 if they intend to annoy, offend, or degrade anyone through text messages, emails, or on Facebook. Some Wisconsin municipalities, like Viroqua and Franklin, passed similar ordinances last spring. There are already state laws against bullying and misusing electronic devices. Plus, schools are required to have bullying policies. Although the law applies to all residents, Vernon County Sheriff John Spears says it's a way to address problems early on in younger people, but he doesn't see it eliminating the issue. He says although it's not excusable, kids often get caught up in peer pressure.
It also gives young people a better chance. Rather than relying on a state statute, a local ordinance does just that. It stays local, and it doesn't impact them with a record, you know, for the rest of their lives, and it's easier to manage, I guess.
UW-Eau Claire Associate Professor Dr. Justin Patchen is the co-director of the Cyberbullying Research Center. He says with state laws on the books, it doesn't make much sense for cities and counties to pass cyberbullying laws.
The one thing it does do potentially is give the community alternative options, right, in terms of how to handle these problems. And it also does send a statement to the community that we don't tolerate these kinds of behaviors. This isn't something we want in our community.
Patchen says he'd like an update to the state's laws, allowing school officials to intervene when a student's ability to learn is affected by bullying. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.